This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, October 7th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. It's our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week. Topic number 5 this week, of course, is Russia, what's happening in Ukraine, and the other ancillary machinations happening behind the scenes. Russia, it appears this week, deployed its huge nuclear submarine carrying a doomsday weapon. This is the Belgorod. It's disappeared from its home base in the Arctic Circle and may be off to the Kara Sea to test the Poseidon underwater nuclear drone. This is that drone that we've been telling you about. Russia accidentally leaked information about it over state-run television. It's said to be capable of traveling essentially across the Atlantic Ocean or across the entire Pacific Ocean, striking a target and generating a 1,600-foot-high radioactive tsunami, which obviously would be devastating, not just in the initial blast, but the radiation that would continue after the fact would be absolutely horrific. Now, the Biden administration is buying up $290 million in anti-radiation drugs. This is for use in nuclear emergencies, according to the official release, but the administration is saying this is not in response to the war in Ukraine. An HSS spokesman told The Telegraph, the UK newspaper, "This is part of our ongoing work for preparedness and radiological security. It has not been accelerated by the situation in Ukraine," end quote. All right, well, be that as it may, it's awfully coincidental if this is taking place the same weekend Russia apparently begins testing on its underwater nuclear drone weapon, except that I'm not a coincidence theorist. The State Department, by the way, this week urged Americans to leave Russia as soon as possible, which is never a good sign when you're hoping and praying for peace. Topic number 4, oil. Biden administration furious with OPEC, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. OPEC agreed to slash production by about 2 million barrels per day earlier this week. That means supplies will tighten and prices will go up. We've seen gasoline prices already rise a few cents per gallon at the pump here in the United States. The White House said the president will continue to direct releases of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to try to protect American consumers and promote energy security. As you can see, days left in the petroleum reserve tracked on the chart behind me, we are now at the lowest level in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in more than 40 years. As we've said, analysts are describing this as the president apparently using the SPR like a liquid credit card to try to buy votes ahead of the midterm elections. Anyway, the Biden administration reportedly gearing up to wind down sanctions against Venezuela's regime, clearing the way for the oil company Chevron to resume its oil operations and reopen U.S. and European markets. This is how the Biden administration is trying to guarantee energy security and protect the American consumer. Rather than opening up more oil and gas leasing here in the United States on federal lands, we're going to Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela and begging him to pump more oil. In other words, what the Biden administration is essentially saying is that American oil companies are more evil than the dictator running Venezuela. People familiar with this proposal say that told the Wall Street Journal that the White House is offering sanction relief to Venezuela in exchange for pumping more oil, but this would be linked to negotiations within Venezuela between Maduro's regime and the opposition party, backed by the United States, by the way, over free and fair elections in 2024. Again, this is a bizarre response from an administration that's got a healthy domestic energy industry that it could tap for more supply to lower prices if it chose, but instead it would rather do a deal with a foreign government that is not friendly to the United States. Topic number 3, save the children. We told you this week about California's decision to become a sanctuary state for children who are gender confused, running away from home and accessing medical gender reassignment drugs and treatments without their parents' knowledge or consent. The bill signed by Governor Gavin Newsom allows families or individual minors who travel to the state for these medical procedures to be safe from authorities in other states, acting on subpoenas, warrants, and child custody issues. This is a parent's worst nightmare. a child who's, you know, God bless us. We were all confused when we were like 14 years old, all right? Making life-changing decisions, permanent, irreversible decisions about your body at that age is not wise. And yet California has now taken legal steps to protect children or in worst case scenarios, kidnappers or child traffickers who bring them in from out of state. And California will protect them from other states trying to recover those children, bring them home on behalf of their parents. Meanwhile, at least some good news. In the state of Oklahoma, Governor Kevin Stitt has signed a bill that effectively bans gender reassignment drugs from being prescribed to minors at the state's main children's hospital. The COVID relief funds scheduled to go to Oklahoma Children's Hospital will be withheld until it stops providing puberty blockers and hormone therapy to children under the age of 18. Look, if you want to do this when you're 19, 20, 21, and a little more mature, that's fine. But if you're 12, 13, and looking for this kind of treatment, again, this should not be done on children. Well, at least it won't be in the state of Oklahoma now. The state had allocated $108 million to the University of Oklahoma-linked Children's Hospital as part of the Federal American Rescue Plan COVID relief funds. But Governor Stitt said on Tuesday, it's wildly inappropriate for taxpayer dollars to be used for condoning, promoting, or performing these types of controversial procedures on healthy children. End quote. Amen. Topic number two, government disinformation. The Biden administration, according to Just the News, a journalism site run by journalist John Solomon, the Biden administration has handed out millions of federal dollars to four private groups that work with the Departments of Homeland Security and Department of State during the 2020 election to censor social media posts that they deemed as misinformation. Four groups in question: Stanford Internet Observatory, the University of Washington Center for an Informed Public, the Atlantic Council's Digital Forensics Research Lab, and social media analytics firm Graphica, comprise the Election Integrity Partnership. It's like legislation that's going through Congress. You look at the name of a group like this that's receiving federal funds and assume that they're doing exactly the opposite of their name. Election Integrity Partnership. This exists as a service for federal agencies like Homeland Security's Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency and the Department of State's Global Engagement Center. The organization flags online content using a ticket system, and then the federal government allows the private agencies to flag and remove offensive content from the internet. This is the way the federal government is getting around the First Amendment protections that we are guaranteed, freedom of speech, by sending money to private organizations so that they will do the censoring for the federal government. In not unrelated news, it looks like Elon Musk is finally going to complete his purchase of Twitter. Be interesting to see what exactly happens with that. Bear in mind, Elon Musk is a ticket taker. He's taken the golden ticket, so he is not our salvation in terms of guaranteeing free speech. But it is fun to watch progressives losing their minds that that Elon Musk might actually wind up in charge of one of the largest social media outlets in the world. Coming up, you look at an experiment like this. What could possibly go wrong? A plant with a machete. That's next on the Friday Five.
The gods that ruled the ancient pagan world have been restrained for ages, but now the time of their return has finally come, and they are angry. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Return of the Gods collection. When you order Jonathan Kahn's explosive new book, The Return of the Gods, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the Jonathan Kahn collection on DVD and the never-before-released video entitled Gods of the Bible Unveiled. Jonathan Kahn is back back with his most explosive book ever to reveal the ancient mysteries that have been playing out in our modern world, which all signaled the return of the gods. In this stunning book, you will uncover the mystery of the House of Spirits and how it affects an entire nation. Mysteries linked to the exact dates of pivotal Supreme Court decisions. The Sign of the Gods from ancient Mesopotamia that has now appeared in America. How ancient mythology has played out scene by scene on the streets of New York City, and the identity of the dark trinity of gods that have infiltrated America, such as the Possessor, the Enchantress, and the Destroyer, and so much more. Also included in this must-have collection, Gods of the Bible Unveiled. Join Skywatch TV's own Drew Graffia as he sits down with groundbreaking author Derek Gilbert to present the brand new nearly two-hour DVD that systematically breaks down how to understand what the gods in the Bible are and what their place in Christianity is. In this instructional guide, you will be taken step by step through why God calls his sons gods in the Psalms, how the fall of Genesis is only one of three divine rebellions, the biblical origin of the pagan gods and demigods, and how the Greek gods and titans found their origin in our Bibles. This instructional DVD has never before been released and was specially produced for inclusion with this limited time collection. But that's not all. In this amazing offer, you'll also receive the Jonathan Cahn Collection, featuring three uncut, extended, and two hot-for-TV episodes on The Return of the Gods that will leave you speechless, and three additional episodes of Jonathan's best interviews with the Skywatch TV investigative team. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So be prepared to understand the gods like never before as you expose their dark agendas for you and your family. The Return of the Gods Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, this is like the premise for a sci-fi horror film. What if you gave a plant, a house plant, control of a robotic arm and then gave that robotic arm a machete? Because this has actually happened. Robotics artist David Bowen has created an installation called Plant Machete, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's a house plant connected to a robotic arm holding a machete. It's a live philodendron, controls the arm via an open source microcontroller, which receives inputs from electric signals generated by the plant. Now, according to the article, there's no evidence that the philodendron is directing the sword play in any meaningful way. Signals from the plant are probably just acting as random number generators to steer the robotic arm. Still, it wouldn't want to get too close because maybe that's just what the plant wants us to think. What can possibly go wrong? Skywatch TV's fall virtual conference coming up in less than a month. Don't miss this opportunity to take advantage of two dozen cutting-edge presentations from the likes of Dr. Tom Horn, Joel Richardson, Pastor Carl Gallups, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Dr. Ken Johnson, Dr. Judd Burton, Josh Peck, many others. We've got some new voices here as well. Dr. Mike Spaulding, Dr. Egal German, Kenny C., professional musician, but with a real gift and a heart for the Lord. Many others. You can get the complete list of presenters at the website, defenderconference.com. But when you sign up, you also get access to all six Skywatch Films cutting-edge documentaries. These are all full feature-length documentary films, a couple of which are award winners. Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here, and Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, both of them winners at the Telly Awards events over the last 7 years. Anyway, you get a complete look at, again, the presenters and the films when you sign up at defenderconference.com. And when you sign up by October 21st, you get a $10 discount. Normally $95, $10 off for the early bird discount, just $85. And all of the video presentations will be released to you for your access on November 4th. Again, more information online and a place to register as well at defenderconference.com. Skywatch TV's Tour of Israel 2023, March 19th through 30th of 2023. We heard today that we've got nearly two full buses. We may have to open up a third bus, which is a good problem to have. We don't want the tour to be so large it's unmanageable, but when you get a nice big group, you're going to have a good time. You'll make new friends, and you'll learn as well as we will be preaching and teaching all through the tour as we go from north to south. Dan to Beersheba, as the old saying goes. And we literally will go to Dan, by the way. Tell Dan one of these sites on the slope of Mount Hermon that you definitely want to see. But we'll take you archaeological sites that most tours of Israel won't visit, like Gilgal, Rephaim, the Serpent Mound of Bashan, Joshua's Altar, and much, much more. We're also planning to ascend to the Temple Mount, that 35-acre patch of ground, which will be the site of the final battle, Armageddon. Don't miss this tour, and do take advantage of the optional 3-day extension to Jordan. See what Moses saw when he got his only look at the Promised Land and more. We've got a breakdown of costs, a sample itinerary, and of course a place to reserve your spot on the tour posted at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. Who is the destroyer? And why does he hate us so much? That's this week's discussion on Skywatch TV as Rabbi Jonathan Kahn joins us to talk about his brand new book, Return of the Gods. He is writing about the kind of thing that we've been talking about on Skywatch TV for 7 years. The old gods of the ancient world, they never went away, but they're still influencing. They are still influencing the world today, and specifically, Rabbi Kahn shows the influence in America today. You can find our broadcast schedule posted online at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can watch the program right now on Roku or Apple TV if you've got the Skywatch TV channel for those set-top boxes. You can also download our free mobile app, which gets you all of our video content, plus important news updates 3 times a week and a calendar of our upcoming events. All of that in the palm of your hand, whether it's iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire, phone, or tablet. We have apps for all of those devices. And to make it easy, we've got links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch, and have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.